And then we have Mighty God, which is literally in the Hebrew, El Gabor, which is God Warrior. Mighty God. Have a look at Isaiah 10:21. Isaiah 10:21, where we read that this is a title of God. Verse 20. Isaiah 10:20. It shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as has escaped of the house of Jacob will never again depend on him who defeated them, but will depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, be as the sand of the sea, etc., etc., they're returning to the Lord God Almighty. What's he called? Here they return to the mighty God, El Gibor. A title of deity. Such is this great virgin birth. Now let's go to page 6, Messianic Origins, okay? As I said, this should have been the first, but I'm following our plan. Remember the plan that we have? Right, let's have a look at that, just to get continuity. Let's go to page 4. Page 4, please. Page 4, and you'll see the 16 fulfillment statements and bracketed as origins and birth of ministry, of rejection, triumphal entry to return. We're still in the origins and birth, but we're following the order in Matthew. Let's have a look at this origins. Messiah's origins, human and divine. We've touched on it a little. Human origins. Let's have a look at Matthew chapter 2, verse 6, please. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 6. I think this is about the only thing the scribes and Pharisees got right. The place of the birth of Messiah. After this, as Kevin will share with us, things turn sour against the Lord. Verse 5, so they said to him, that is, the Jewish rabbi said to Herod, he said, where would the Christ be born? For be. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. A parallel to that which was spoken by the prophet. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Now this is from Micah chapter 5 verse 2. Those who will hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Now where's the book of Micah? Old Testament? Yeah. Minor prophets? Thank you. You know, by God's grace, I was been teaching the prophets, the major and minor prophets, for 30 years. And when I started, I thought I'd be smart and learn all the prophets in chronological order. Okay? Now I'm confused. Okay, Micah 5:2. These are tremendous, tremendous verses. Look, I want to confuse you by reading verse 1 first. Micah 5:1. Now gather yourselves in troops, O daughter of troops. He has laid siege against us. They will strike the judge of Israel with a rod on the cheek. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labour has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand and feed his flock. And so I read all those verses to confuse you. What do they all mean? How are they all connected together? That's another topic. Let's just take verse 2. But you, Bethlehem. Okay. So here we have, as on the screen, Here we have as a subheading for the Messiah's origin from Bethlehem, from old, and what's the next one? From the notes. From Bethlehem, from old, from everlasting. What child is this? What child is this? We sing a lovely carol, don't we? What child is this? Yes. Who is he in yonder stall? Who is he in yonder stall? Grand old hymn. Human origins, a ruler out of Judah, the kingly tribe and the kingly city. See that there? Who will be this ruler? From you, Bethlehem. So here we have the origins, the city, the tribe, and coming forth as a ruler in Israel. Has this happened yet? No, he's come forth. But he hasn't taken up the rule yet, has he? No. He's ready. Don't take this as the Lord Jesus Christ as the head of the church. Israel's not the church. This is the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, who will rule over Israel. It's going to go on forever and ever. And incidentally, his origins, he doesn't have any. This ruler doesn't have any origins. From old, from everlasting. We know he's a real human by his genealogies. We've got two genealogies in the Gospels. And they're both very, very necessary. Jews definitely want to know that he's the son of David, because if he isn't, he can't be the Messiah. And other people say, if he's God, he can't really be man. So that's why Luke, who's writing for the Greeks, you know, the Greeks always believe that they are the most perfect specimen of humanity on the face of the earth. That's why they have the Olympics, to show their prowess and expertise. And that's why they have a gymnasium. The gymnasium comes from the Greek word gymnos, which means naked. And all exercises were done in the nude. And the ladies wore bikinis. Men were naked. Why? They wanted to see the muscular form of the human body. And then next to the gym, there was the school and the chapel. Mind, body. They believed they were the perfect specimen of humanity. That's why Jesus in the Gospel of Luke is presented as the Son of Man, the perfect human specimen on earth. But the early church had a real problem. He's so much God, how can he really be man? So for the Jews, Matthew said, I'll settle that for you. Here is his genealogy. Here's his birth certificate. Here's his family tree. And it's a long one, isn't it? Back to, where does the genealogy go to in Matthew's Gospel? Back to Abraham. Thank you. In Luke's genealogy, where does the genealogy go back to? Adam. Jesus is Ben Adam, son of Adam, son of man. In the Gospel of Matthew, he is Ben David, son of David, Ben Abraham, son of Abraham. It's all very important. All very important for the work of redemption and the plans of God.